murderers decoding the crime verse.
911, what's your emergency? Hello, 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 and welcome back to Decoding the Crime Verse. I am Danny, and I'm joined with
Blois.
That's correct. And today we have something's a bit strange. It's not what you would expect. It's the greatest heist to ever take place in Canadian history. So now I want you to guess what was stolen. No, I'm being genuine. You have three guesses.
Wow.
Yeah.
A diamond.
Nope.
A shoe.
A shoe?
Yeah, you said I have three guesses.
Okay, no, not a shoe.
I don't know.
One more guess. Think about Canada.
Wow. I'm definitely the history person.
You are a geography person.
Still. A statue.
Nope.
Yeah.
Maple syrup.
Wow.
I'm not even kidding. The greatest heist in Canadian history were them stealing maple syrup. Now, if you don't know what maple syrup is, I don't even understand, but it tastes delicious on pancakes.
Yeah.
Although I'm not the biggest fan of syrup.
Neither am I. Syrup, jam, not my favorite stuff.
I'd rather have like cream on my pancakes than syrup. Yeah. I feel like syrup is sticky and messy and it's not for me.
My favorite on stuff like pancakes would probably be like custard.
Custard on pancakes?
Yes.
Where did I find you?
Ultramel custard specifically.
Custard on pancakes?
Ultramel pancakes.
No, mine would probably be cream or like fruit. But like not like fruit, normal fruit. Like, you know when they like heat the fruit up and it makes like that sauce?
Mm-hmm.
So you like heat berries up and it makes like a berry sauce.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
I like that on my pancakes with cream.
Hmm.
Not that I eat pancakes every day.
Yeah.
But
look, as much as I love those stuff do bring good flavor to the pancakes, I'm not the biggest fan of like... Because those would like generally give like a very sweet taste.
Yeah, but you're not a
sweet. That puts me off
sometimes. Person. Yeah. Unless when you want sweets.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, this heist would have even made Bonnie and Clyde impressed, right? Because over several months, a gang of thieves siphoned off hundreds and thousands of gallons of maple syrup worth more than $18 million.
What?
Yes. $18 million.
How did maple syrup amount to $18 million?
Well, that's how much they stole. But they didn't do it at once. But that's what we'll get into now. We'll get into the details.
Okay. That's very interesting.
And they stole it from Canada's Global Strategic Maple Syrup Reserve. Such a fancy name for a place that keeps maple syrup. But anyway. Yeah. And maple syrup is... obviously an agricultural product, but it plays a huge role in Canadian cultural identity. I mean, they even have a maple leaf on their flag.
Yep.
So clearly they're a little bit obsessed with maple syrup. Do you think the maple syrup we get in South Africa is true maple syrup or it's a knockoff?
Look, to be fair, right?
Because I don't think we have maple trees here.
Yeah, well then... I wouldn't go as far as to say knockoff, but is it the quality of Canada's maple syrup? Obviously not.
Okay, I get you. I understand.
Yeah, it will be very much watered down.
Still good, though.
Yeah, still good.
So over the course of several months in 2011 and 2012, so you see this heist took over like the course of 2 years.
Yeah.
A team of thieves stole approximately 2,700 tons of maple syrup.
How much is that exactly?
Tons? Well, I think... isn't 1 ton 1,000 kilos? So it's a lot.
Okay.
My mom always used to explain it. A ton was an elephant.
Oh.
So 2,700 elephants. It's a lot of maple syrup.
Yeah. She explains why it costs so much money.
Why it costs $18 million, exactly. And they stole it from the maple syrup reserve in Quebec. And the theft was properly dubbed as the Great Maple Syrup Heist. At the time of the heist, the stolen maple syrup was valued around $18 million. So obviously it would be more today with inflation. And it is one of the largest thefts in Canadian history. So just some facts. So maple syrup production. So the indigenous peoples of the eastern woodlands, including... Now, I cannot even begin to think how to pronounce these words. Abenaki. Yeah, no, there's one here that is... Do you want to try? The one beginning with an H in blue.
Okay, it looks like Abenaki. Yeah, that other name is super long and super... Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Try!
No, I tried already. I said Abenaki. I don't need to say that.
No, but I said that one.
Yeah, it's too long.
Anyway, these indigenous people harvested maple leaf sap before the arrival of European settlers. French settlers then learned how to tap maple trees and reduce the sap into maple syrup form from the indigenous peoples. Since then, Quebec has produced maple syrup and other derivative products, so much so that maple syrup and gatherings at the Sugar Shack are the cornerstone of their cuisine and culture. Did you know that Quebec is a major producer of maple syrup and maple products? In 2020, it contributed 96.4% of Canadian maple product exports, and Canada is the leading producer and exporter of maple products, accounting for 75% of the global market. So obviously it would be a big deal if 18 million rands worth was stolen.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So despite this long-standing tradition and the global demand for maple sugar and syrup, the harvesting and production of these seasonal products has often been a secondary farming enterprise among farmers. The reason for this is that the price of syrup depends on the quality, quantity, and the timing of the harvest. The variability of these factors makes focusing uniquely on the production of maple syrup economically unwise. Because obviously it's unpredictable if you're going to get a good batch of maple syrup.
Yeah.
To manage the province's supply of maple syrup, the government sanctioned maple syrup regulator, right? And it was created in 1966. So, like we said, it was stolen from the maple syrup reserve. The Quebec maple syrup producers sets an annual quotas for maple syrup producers and oversees the production and sale of maple products within the area. To manage the supply of maple syrup, they established a strategic reserve in 2000. In 2011, due to the surplus of maple syrup, the QMSP increased the size of its reserve, expanding to a warehouse located in St. Louis de Blanford, Quebec. By 2012, this reserve housed barrels of maple syrup valued at approximately $30 million. So yeah. Now, obviously, this is where they stole from. So, the theft. In July 2012, an inspector from the QMSP was conducting an annual inspection of the maple syrup stored at this reserve. As he climbed up a stack of barrels, one nearly fell over. Normally, the full barrels would weigh approximately 270 kilos and very difficult to move. So the fact that one was just easily nearly falling over is not normal. The inspector opened some of the barrels and discovered they were empty. In addition, it was later found that other barrels, which appeared full, were in fact filled with water. It was also reported that some of the barrels were dirty and rusty, which were unusual characteristics as maple syrup doesn't oxidize. So obviously, metal and water, there's oxidation and causes rust, but maple syrup wouldn't cause that same effect. The facility had no security cameras and there was no video evidence of the theft. So basically, these thieves were stealing little bit by little bit over yeah. time. And then like filling the barrels with water and stuff. And I'm sorry, you telling me you've got this whole maple syrup warehouse and you don't have a security camera? That's your own fault, if you ask me. So the officers from... I'm going to ask you to pronounce this with your fancy French speakingness. It's the one that's highlighted.
How do you know that it's even French?
Do they not speak French in Canada?
Which part of Canada?
Quebec!
I don't know.
You know what? You were supposed to be helpful. It's not helpful. I'm assuming it's the police. Oh, it says the provisional police. They initiated the investigation after the QMSP contacted the authorities. The SQ determined that the theft was an inside job. Police focused on individuals who had access to warehouses in the same industrial park as the strategic reserve. It was then established that from October 2011 to August 2012, a group of thieves were taking barrels of maple syrup and siphoning the syrup into their own barrels. The empty barrels were then filled with water before being returned to the reserve. Now, maybe you know how to say this guy's name. I know it's Richard. This looks French.
Well, I don't know whether to pronounce it, because, I mean, the surname is obviously French, so I don't know whether to pronounce his name in...
Richard.
Yeah, well, in French, you wouldn't say Richard, obviously. Well,
say his name then in French.
But that's what I'm saying. You don't even know if it's French. Well, say both of it. Yeah. Yeah, just someone was behaving like a chop. Anyway, so... Either if you pronounce his name in English, you just say Richard, and the surname looks like Valier, or Richard Valier, however you like to pronounce it.
You see, he says it's so fancy.
It's not fancy.
It is fancy. I can't do that. But anyway, Richard, I'll stick with the English, was accused as the ringleader of the maple syrup theft. Richard allegedly had a reputation in the world of maple syrup producers as a barrel roller, which is someone who found ways around the tightly regulated controls and supply management system developed by the QMSP. Richard reportedly learned of the strategic reserve from Avik Caron, whose spouse was the co-owner of the warehouse where the syrup stockpile was held. Karen testified that he was introduced to Richard shortly after the warehouse began to be filled with barrels of syrup. So you're telling me these barrels of syrup just sit there? Does syrup not go off? I know honey crystallizes. Do you think syrup has an expiration date?
Probably. Well,
because how long were these barrels sitting there?
They do process them.
But you get what I'm saying? How long were these? If these barrels have been sitting there for over a year, that someone was stealing without being noticed.
Yeah, well, there's probably something in them to keep them alive.
I mean, I understand like a warehouse full of wine, because wine just matures. But I don't know about syrup. Like I said, I know honey crystallizes. It's really weird. But anyway. During a police interview in 2014, Richard admitted to participating in the black market for a decade prior to the theft, and he had been previously pursued by the QMSP for this activity. Richard's co-conspirators claimed that their actions were not theft, as the QMSP supply management practices were unfair on producers, basically believing themselves to be maple syrup Robin Hoods.
Wow.
The thieves distributed their stolen maple syrup from a legitimate operation located in New Brunswick. New Brunswick was a smaller maple syrup industry and is not subject to the price and the production controls that exist in Quebec. From New Brunswick, the stolen syrup was shipped and sold to other parts of Canada and the United States. Now, the outcome of all of this, over a 10-month period, the thieves managed, like we said, to steal approximately 2,700 tons. The authorities managed to recover 450 tons of the maple syrup, and some of the recovered maple syrup was destroyed because it was not safe for human consumption. The police investigation was exhaustive and over 300 people interviewed and 40 search warrants issued. Four men, including Richard, were convicted for their role in the theft, and Richard was sentenced to 7 years and 10 months in prison for his involvement. And events surrounding this maple syrup heist have actually been featured in an episode of Netflix documentary series called Dirty Money, which aired on 26th of January 2018. Imagine being in prison for 7 years because you stole syrup.
Yeah, look, I honestly don't understand what's the big fuss of a tree jam.
Tree jam. He stole R18 million.
Yeah.
Just in syrup form.
Yeah.
So it's still a big deal. It's not like he stole nothing.
Yeah.
It's the same. Okay. It's the same thing if someone went to Pick and Pay and stole the chicken. They still, let's say the chicken was worth 5,000 rand. They're still liable for 5,000 rand.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? 18 million rand. I don't understand how there were no security cameras. I don't understand how they got away with this for nearly a year. You telling me for a year no one was checking what was happening in this warehouse? Although it's very clever, I won't lie. Because like you said, if that warehouse was stacked and stacked with barrels, to check everyone on a regular basis is actually impossible.
Yeah.
And so if they're just stealing from random barrels, you won't even be able to tell. It's actually probably by luck that this investigator found it. Because if he didn't find the barrel that accidentally slipped, these people could have carried on for years. And made so much money.
And the barrels would have all been just filled with water.
I do get what they're saying, though. I understand where their frustration can come from, because often when there's this regulation or like the government decides to set prices and stuff like that, often farmers and that do lose out.
Yeah.
So I can understand why they thought their motive was okay, but it's still not okay to steal. I understand the motive, not the action. They should have taken it to court, but yeah. I just think it's very funny that the biggest heist to happen in Canadian history was maple syrup.
Maple syrup, yeah.
Not money, not diamonds, maple syrup. That's actually quite funny.
Yeah, I guess people love to eat.
Well, I suppose if they, like I said, they produce 75% of the world's maple syrup. I mean, there's a lot of money in that if you're going to ship it out.
Yeah.
You can make a lot of profits.
You can.
Now I feel like pancakes.
Wow.
And I definitely can't have pancakes today, so that's sad. But that is the great maple syrup heist of Canada. Any last thoughts?
Nope.
Okay. Well, we will see you next time.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.